This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. ربي شرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وحلو لغتة من لساني يفقه قولي. I hope that you guys are able to hear me. I'm just going to double check my audio here for a second. Audio. Test. All right, it's working. All right, bismillah. So we are carrying our discussions. Yesterday we talked about the prophetic mornings. So we talked about when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would finish his morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So we talked about yesterday that when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he finished his adhkar. So he would finish his day-to-day morning adhkar, and then he would turn around to the sahaba and he would sit down with them and he would talk to them. There would be few things that he would be doing during that time. So one of them was he would ask them about, hey, let me tell you a story. And then at the time, Prophet ﷺ would give them reminders. And there would be times where Prophet ﷺ would ask a question and he would say, can somebody tell me your dreams? Like, any one of you, do you guys see any dreams? Do you want to tell me any of your dreams? Let me try to figure these dreams out. One of those times was when Abdullah ibn Salam, radiallahu an, who was the first Yahudi, first Jewish person to accept Islam, he saw a dream. So he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, ra'aytu ru'ya, I saw a dream. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him permission to speak. So he is speaking and he says, ra'aytu ka'anni fi rawda, I saw that as if I am in the middle of a garden. And then he started describing the garden. He's saying the garden was this long, this tall, this green. And, you know, just imagine somebody living in the desert and now he has got an opportunity to describe a garden, something you and I all long for. And now he's describing that garden. Then he says, wasatuha, in the middle of the garden, amud, there's a pillar. Min hadid, from a pillar from metal or an iron. أسفلها في الأرض, the bottom of that pillar is in the ground. وأعلاها في السماء, and وأعلاه في السماء, that and the top part of that pillar is in the sky, i.e. it is so high that it's almost like touching the sky. فقيل لي, so somebody comes and tells me, إرقي, go and climb the pillar. فقلت, I said, لا أستطيع, I don't have the ability to climb the pillar. فأتاني من صفن, a servant comes to me and helps me out. فَرَفَعَ ثِيَابِي مِنْ خَلْفِي, he raises my clothes and pushes me up onto the pillar. فَرَقَيْتُ, so I started climbing that pillar. حَتَّى كُنْتُ فِي أَعْلَى, until I reached the top of that pillar. And on the top, فَأَخَذْتُ بِالْعُرْوَى, on the top of the pillar was a bangle. On the top of the pillar was a bangle. So I clinched on to that bangle, like, you know, in Urdu we say kara, like I clinched on. فَقِيلَ لَهُ اسْتَمْسِكْ, so I heard a voice and said, cling on to this bangle. فَاسْتَيْقَظْتُ, so I woke up and I found myself clinching the fist as if the bangle was in my hand. So this was a dream that Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, he saw. And now he's asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell him the interpretation of this dream. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, تِلْكَ الرَّوْضَ, and as for that garden, al-Islam, that garden is the garden of Islam. وَذَلِكَ الْعَمُودِ, and that pillar that you saw, عُمُودُ الْإِسْلَامِ, they are, it's the pillar of Islam. It is a pillar of Islam, i.e. the five pillars of Islam. وَتِلْكَ الْعُرْوَةِ, and as for that bangle that you saw, عُرْوَةُ الْوُثْقَى, it is a firm, you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, عُرْوَةُ الْوُثْقَى, وُثُوق basically means confirmity or somebody that has certitude, right? So عُرْوَةُ الْوُثْقَى, it is the bangle of certitude. فَأَنْتَ عَلَىٰ الْإِسْلَامِ حَتَّى تَمُوتِ, you are going to be on Islam until you die. Now, if you remember our conversations that we had in some of our videos we talked about, which was that the sciences of seerah are five. There are five sciences of seerah. So if you want to study seerah, you have five elements of the seerah that we need to know about. One of those five elements is something called dala'ilun nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Things that are evidentiary grounds that gives you and me the certitude that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a true prophet. Evidences and hadith of such natures are dala'ilun nabi. Why? Because we find that after Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Abdullah ibn Salam, he lived for 35 years. In another narration, or you know, another, if you look, recount his age from a different perspective, maybe 37, but maximum 35 to 37. So Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, he lives for 35 to 37 years, right? And then what ends up happening is there's a lot of fitna, there's a lot of test, there's a lot of trials, a lot of people are confused, a lot of people are you know, they don't know what's happening. So you find that, subhanAllah, despite all the challenges that the Sahabas went through during the time of Abu Bakr, during the time of Uthman, during the time of Ali radiallahu an, Abdullah ibn Salam was one of the few Sahabis that was steadfast on their faith. They never fluttered. They never, you know, went on this side or that side. They remained steadfast continuously throughout their period as Muslims. And this was a prediction that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left for Abdullah ibn Salam and for you and me to understand that. Wa alaikum assalam, Ahmed. How are you doing, man? I hope inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, unites us inshallah. You know, that this was a prediction from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you're going to be on Islam. Another time you would find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be sitting and you know, he would tell them about dreams. So let's talk about more dreams today. Once upon a time, there was a person and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, "Inni ara laylatan fil manam." I see in the middle of the night a dream. What is this dream? You have to listen to this dream. Like, this is probably one of the craziest dreams that you're ever going to hear. Okay. When I first read it to, I was like, oh my God, like, what kind of dream is this? Right. He says, "Inni ara fil manam," I saw a dream. And as I said, this is one of the craziest dreams that you're ever going to hear. Like, for me, this was pagal. "Dhullatan, dhullatan, tantifu samnan wa asl." I see a dream. And there's this massive cloud cover, canopy or cloud that comes, black clouds, and it has covered us. And this cloud is raining down ghee and honey. Imagine for a second. The cloud is raining down ghee and honey. Allahu Akbar. Like, I'm like, next thing I want is like paratha so I can make a churi out of it, right? Like, that's what I'm looking for. The cloud rains down saman, ghee, and asal. فَأَرَى النَّاسِ, so I see people يَتَكَفَّفُونَ مِنْهَا بِأَيَادِهِمْ. People are running around in the bottom trying to get some of this honey and ghee in their hands so they can walk home. فَالْمُسْتَكْثِرْ وَالْمُسْتَقِلْ. There are few that are taking a lot of honey and ghee, and there are those that are taking very little, just enough to suffice them. وَأَرَى سَبَبًا وَاصِلًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. And I see a rope that is strung all the way from the sky, all the way down to earth. فَأَرَاكَ, I see you, O Rasulullah, أَخَذْتَ بِهِ, you grab onto this rope. فَعَلَوْتْ, so you rise up in ranks and you go into the sky. ثُمَّ أَخَذَ بِهِ رَجُلٌ آخَرٌ, another person comes after you. فَأَخَذَ بِهِ بَعْدَكْ فَعَلَى, after you comes and he also rises. Then the next person comes after and then he grabs it and he also rises. And the next person comes after and he grabs it and he also rises. Then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third person, when it comes on the third person, he is rising and then فَانْقُطِعْ بِهِ, the rope gets cut. ثُمَّ وُصِلَ لَهُ, then the rope gets connected. And then the dream ends. So the Sahabi over here is waiting for who? He's waiting for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give the interpretation of this dream. Correct? And since he's waiting for that, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he seizes the opportunity and says, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah, you have to give me permission. I want to interpret this dream. Like, I want to tell that person what this dream means. And O Rasulullah, since you are going to be in front of us and you're going to be with us, I would want you to tell me whether I was right or wrong in my interpretations of the dream. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives permission to Abu Bakr and he says, U'burha, go ahead, give me the interpretation. Qala Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he says, Amma dhulla, and as for that canopy, that canopy and the cloud cover, this is the canopy and the cloud cover of Islam. And as for the ghee and the honey that was coming down in the form of rain from that cloud, as for the ghee and the honey that was coming down, this is Quran. فالقرآن حلاوته ولينه. It is the sweetness of the Quran and it is the softness of the Quran. So Quran is not here to make your life and my life difficult. Okay? وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. Allah has not revealed down the Quran so that you may be from the, you know, you may have shaqawa, you may feel burden, and you may feel that you're not a lucky one. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. Quran was not revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Allah has made Quran easy for remembrance. Are there those who take remembrance from it? Allah is saying, it's easy for you to use, understand the Quran. We just need to open it up. We just need to connect with it. We just need to spend time with it. Then the author Abu Bakr says, and as for the rain that is coming down in the form of ghee and in the form of asal, in the form of honey, it is the softness and the sweetness of the Quran. وَأَمَّا النَّاسِ, and as for the people that are trying to grab that, it is those people that have a really deep connection with the Quran. And for those that just, you know, have a passing by connection with the Quran. Yes, you know, well, we can make do it. It's okay. No problem, right? You know, no worries. Like, we'll just like live with the Quran to the bare minimum. And then Rasulullah sallallahu, and then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, and as for that robe, this is the haqq that you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came with. As for the rope that is there, that rope is the haqq that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the truth that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought in this world. And then Abu Bakr tells, and then as for the person after you and the person after you, they all follow that haqq, and then it is cut, and then that cut is connected again, the rope is connected again, and that person rises again. So over here, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tells the dream to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, فَأَخْبِرْنِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ بِأَبِي أَنْتَ أَصَبْدْ أَمْ أَخْطَأْتْ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you going to tell me if I was correct? Like, are you going to tell me if it was, you know, what I mentioned to you right now, was this correct or was this not? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's going to respond back. And he says, أَصَبْتَ بَعْضًا, there were some portions of it that you were okay with. وَأَخْطَأْتَ بَعْدٍ, and there was others that you made a mistake in. So obviously Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he gets really like riled up and he says, Ya Rasulullah, فَوَاللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, by Allah, O Prophet of Allah, لَتُحَدِّثَنِّي مَا الَّذِي أَخْطَأْتَ, by Allah, you are going to tell me, where did I make a mistake? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his infinite mercy and his ability to correct people's mistake, he tells Abu Bakr radiallahu an, la tuqsim, I mean, this is not a matter that you're supposed to be using the swear and you're taking an oath on Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not take an oath on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mashallah, this hadith is so powerful that it tells you, these are the type of conversations that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu had in the morning. Like, think about it. They were new to Islam. They had just accepted Islam. Many of them, maybe 5 years, 10 years. And look at the type of dreams they're having. It's all related to Quran. It's all related to Islam. Like, it is fascinating to see that how much impact they had with the words of the Quran. And the sad reality is, you and I, we miss that impact because we do not understand the Quran. We understand the translation of the Quran, right? If you are a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you knowledge, if you're a person, you've got a master's degree, you've got a bachelor's degree, you've spent 4 years learning this and that, you've spent 4 years learning a coding language, you've spent so much time. For such educated people, there is absolutely no excuse for you to say, I don't know how to learn the language of the Quran. Especially in today's time when all of those tools are available online. And honestly, as long as you keep relying on other people's interpretation and translation of the Quran, you will never, ever, ever be able to connect yourself with the true message of Allah. And that is the biggest difference between you, me, and our society and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba. Like, Rasulullah did not give them lectures. He did not give them reminders, occasional reminders. What was the main topic? The topic and discussion always revolved around the Quran. There would be many times where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would get up on the minbar and he would only read Surah Al-Qaf. Surah Qaf. Qaf wal-Qur'an al-Dhikr. That, I think that's how it goes. Qaf wal-Qur'an al-Majid. I think. So, I'm losing it. So, very, very important for us that we connect ourselves to Qur'an. I hope, inshallah, that we can connect tomorrow and carry on our conversations in these blessed prophetic mornings. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.